Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You got me. It's Kim Komando today, and I'm here with you just the facts and tips you need to thrive in our digital world. Or, as I like to say, to live the best digital life ever. Okay, I'd like to start with something interesting, and the magical number here is 9. Remember that, 9. News is out this past week that Elon Musk has had a set of twins with a Ms. Zillis, who worked for him at Neuralink. That's the company that he owns that's working on brain and AI and all that other good stuff. And he had the twins a few weeks before he had a daughter with Claire Bouchard, better known as the musician Grimes, through surrogate. They called their daughter Y, and they have a son nicknamed X. Makes sense. Then Elon Musk has a set of twins and a set of triplets with his first wife, Justine Musk. And Musk says on Twitter that he's just helping the underpopulation crisis. And speaking of population, I actually looked it up. Are we really in a crisis? Well, actually, we kind of are. Population gains attributable to natural increase rose as high as 1.1 million in 2016 to 2017. It dropped to 677,000 in 2019 and 2020. Then again, it dropped to 148,000 in 2020 to 2021. No, so he is helping us populate the world, I guess. What country has the fastest growing population? Do you know what that answer? What country has the fastest growing population? It's Ireland. It's doubling every year. Oh, sometimes I just crack myself up. Welcome to another hour of America's most trusted source about all things digital. It's the largest show about all things digital. It's the largest tech show on the radio in the universe, as a matter of fact. It's called The Kim Komando Show. And you can find us on over 420 top stations from coast to coast. And we're streaming, of course, in your favorite radio app and your favorite streaming app. And also, we can find us on Alexa and all these other places. And we're also streaming as a podcast and as a webcast over at getkim.com. And it costs just a few bucks a month. And after that, you also get access to the community and some exclusive free ebooks and good things like that. So if you want to support the show, support our advertisers, as well as sign up over at getkim.com. And a special thank you goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio, listening in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force, who are protecting our great nation. And our T-Mobile unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, let's start this out with 5 things that you need to know about a consumer tech that's going to keep you up to date, make a difference on how you spend your money, how you use your devices. And we're going to start with Amazon Prime. Now, if you're an Amazon Prime member, it's not cheap. It's $139 a year, right? But it has a ton of perks. You get free shipping. You get music, videos, movies, unlimited online photo storage. You get Prime Video. And I don't know if you know this, but this is really fantastic. It's the Amazon household. What that means is that you can share your Amazon Prime membership perks with 2 adults, 4 teens, and 4 adults. Yeah, that's a lot. And parents, you can use the Amazon household to approve your teen's orders or set up parental controls on kids' content. So if you're a husband and wife and boyfriend, girlfriend, you guys are paying for Amazon Prime separately, you really don't need to do that. Just set up a household account. But now there's a new perk. All Prime members in the U.S. will now get access to 1 year of Grubhub Plus membership. It typically costs $10 a month for free. So if you're like, what is Grubhub? Okay, if you don't know what it is, oh my gosh, Grubhub is where you can get food delivered to your house from your favorite restaurants. Just put it like that. And to get your free Grubhub Plus membership, you have to go to the official perk page, which we have at commando.com. I had Amazon to activate the offer. If you already have Grubhub Plus, is that you can also claim the freebie. Now, well, here's what I want you to remember, though. It's free now. Okay, you're not going to pay $10 a month for it. But what happens a year from now? Ah, yes, your marketing brain came on. because that's when Amazon's going to start charging you $10 a month, $120 a year. So what I do is when I get these free memberships is that I make a note on my calendar a year from now, make sure that I cancel the Grubhub Plus service if I'm not using, because otherwise, again, you're going to be charged $120. All right, number two on our list are Twitter bots are taking over. How about a little refresher for just a moment? You might remember Elon Musk, yeah, the guy with the nine kids, has offered to buy Twitter for $44 billion, a little bit more than I would pay. And he said that he's going to walk on the deal if the company can't show how many fake spam accounts that it really has. Now, Twitter themselves say that the fake accounts are about less than 5% of its daily active users. So Twitter came out this past week with a number of spam accounts. So how many spam accounts do you think that Twitter removes every single day? Twat, bots and things like that. How many different spam accounts? Anybody want to guess? Okay, if you're in the chat, make sure you put a number in. That number is Twitter removes 1 million spam accounts each and every day. Wow. So Musk says that less than 5% is more like 20%. Now, the good news is that Elon Musk is turning Twitter's headquarters into a homeless shelter. The bad news is it only houses 28 characters or less. Get that. All right. You can follow me at twitter.com/KimCommando. twitter.com/KimCommando. Number three on our list of five things that you need to know, Edge is on the edge. If you're using Microsoft Edge, pay attention, listen up. They just released a major Edge browser update. It patches this big problem. Basically, the hackers can launch attacks and take full control of your computer. Yeah, it's a bad one. They say that the attack is in the wild and spreading so fast that you have to move too. So here's a little tech insider fun fact for you. This was actually a flaw in the Chromium project. The Chromium project? The Chromium project is the open source code that Google's Chrome browser is built upon. Now, Microsoft uses the same Chrome browser code for the Edge browser. Wow, okay, so bug that affects one affects the other. So Google just patched recently that whole problem in Chrome, and so Microsoft's like, oh, dang it, we got that one too. So to update Microsoft Edge, three horizontal dots upper right of the menu, choose Help Feedback, and then About Microsoft Edge. You may already have downloaded it, and if you don't, make sure that you get it while you're thinking about it. Do it now. Number four on our list is that CVS is now adding a new way for you to read the labels on your prescriptions. Well, not really read. You can listen to them. To better assist folks who are blind or visually impaired, they have this called the Spoken Rx audio prescription labels at 1,700 pharmacy locations around the country. So basically, you use your smartphone camera to scan special RFID labels on prescription bottles, and then it reads it out loud, including dosage information. Isn't technology wonderful? It works in both English and Spanish. It's a free service also at the CVS's inside Target stores. So if you're interested in using Spoken Rx, you have to enroll over the phone or in person. And then once you have it all set up, CVS is going to start adding these special labels to your prescription bottles. Isn't that something? Then you just open the CVS app, and then you can go to the pharmacy section and tap this special Rx icon. You hold the label within 4 inches of your phone. You scan it. And if you don't have a smartphone, not a problem. CVS is going to give you a free standalone speaker. Now, the only caveat is that Spoken Rx only works with CVS labels and no other pharmacy labels at this time, but I bet you they're going to roll it out. And finally, the last thing on our list of five things that you need to know, who uses Windows 98 anymore? Does anybody use Windows 98 anymore? Well, guess what? The Martians do. You know, I always remind you to keep your devices and gadgets updated just like that. But let's go back in time. Let's go back in history. On June 2nd, 2003, the European Space Agency began a mission to explore signs of water on Mars. Because if there's water, then maybe there could be life. So the spacecraft that is running the whole gig runs on software developed using Windows 98, which was still popular at the time of the launch, 2003. In case you're wondering, Microsoft dropped support of Windows 98 in 2006. So that's 2003 to 2006. So they say they have to upgrade Windows 98 on this spaceship. But the spaceship is 140 million miles away. Okay. So probably by the time they get the whole update done, and we'll be on Windows 22, but that's okay. We're on Windows 11 now. Could you imagine updating? If you thought that your Windows update was so frustrating, gosh, check this out. I mean, it would be 140 million miles away. 140 million miles away. You know, I think it's so great that we are exploring Mars. I mean, to see if it could be an alternate planet. But really, though, if they wanted to find water on Mars, they just need to send me to play a game of golf. That's it. So many balls lost. So many golf balls lost. Bad. Okay, coming up in this jam-packed hour, we've got so much that you don't want to miss. We're going to tell you how you can use your voice to control your TV. Yeah, we don't deal with that remote anymore. We have brand new or not true. Okay, spoiler, it's a tough one. And then in our digital life hacks, if you're sick of streaming services, how to find and record your shows for free. Talk about how to buy gift cards at a discount or sell the ones that you don't want. And also, we have Google search alternatives to tell you about that will respect your privacy. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show.
If you've ever wanted to learn a new language, make 2024 the year with Babbel. Babbel's 10-minute lessons are perfect for those learning on a tight schedule. Each lesson is handcrafted by their experts and based on real-life conversations. Babbel's tips and tools make it easy for anyone to start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. I recently took a trip to Japan before I signed up with Babbel, so I was able to say hello, konnichiwa, thank you, arigato, and the very important, where's the bathroom? Toridewa, doko desu ka? So fun, so easy. Right now, Babbel has an exclusive limited-time deal just for my listeners. Get up to 60% off your subscription at babbel.com/Kim. That's right. Commando listeners get up to 60% off. Just visit babbel.com/Kim. That's B-A-B-B-E-L. babbel.com/Kim. Rules and restrictions may apply. babbel.com/Kim. Don't miss this 60% off deal. babbel.com/Kim.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, that is a special thank you for listening to the Kim Komando Show and your support of all of our programming, podcasts, and website, and newsletters, and more, is that we're offering you a free Windows or Mac guide. Just have to head over to komando.com/free guide. Select Windows or Mac. Once again, that's komando.com/free guide. And get it now, because it's a limited time offer. All right. How about we start with Kenneth in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hi, Kenneth.
Hi.
Welcome.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Fantastic. What's going on?
In one of Kim's columns, he talked about the need for protecting yourself online, and she used the term incognito browser, and I'm wondering what that is and why it's necessary.
Now, you know, Kenneth, you're calling me in the third person. You're talking to me, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right, because you're saying, like, she did this, and that was actually me. So incognito browser window, let's talk about what that is. In incognito, when you're using the web in your browser, and sometimes it's called private mode or whatever, think about everything that when you're not in incognito that is given away. But when you are in incognito, none of your browsing history, all those cookies and site data, the information that are entered into forms are actually saved on your device. This means that your activity doesn't show up in your browser history. So the people who use your computer, and maybe you share one, or your device, your laptop, what have you, is they're not going to be able to see where you go. In addition to that, these people that track you and these companies that track you, they won't be able to track you either. Now, this doesn't mean that you're totally anonymous. This doesn't mean that there's nothing that somebody else might able to see if you're on incognito, because that somebody else is actually your what? Your internet service provider. And so they see every single thing that you do. So when you're using an incognito browser window, okay, it's really easy to open up that window. If you're using Windows, Chrome, or Linux, you just press Control-Shift-N. Of course, there's always menu options as well off the browser. I like to always use shortcuts. And on a Mac, you want to hit Command-Shift-N. And so That's how you open up your incognito mode, your windows, and then it really is something that if you're trying to really get into using the internet privately and securely, using incognito really does make a heck of a lot of sense. But it's not the only thing, right? Because when we start talking about incognito, is that we really want to say, well, what else can we do to anonymize our data and to protect our privacy? Because gosh knows we don't have a lot of privacy left anymore. Well, that's where you want to use a VPN, a virtual private network. And we use VPN for short because, you know, everything in the internet and online is always shortened up. But what a VPN does is it actually gives you this tunnel, if you want to think of it that way, an encrypted tunnel. So as you're going from point A to point B, is that somebody can't see and intercept that data because the VPN is making that tunnel so secure and your data so private on that. So again, that's what incognito does in the browser, but that's not the only thing. That's why I always stress that you want to use a VPN, because a VPN is really important. Of course, you know, the favorite VPN here on the Kim Komando Show is ExpressVPN. They've been a longtime sponsor of the show. I use it on all my devices. And if you go to expressvpn.com/Kim, you're going to get an extra 3 months free, because these data brokers not only sell your data to advertisers, but they're also selling it to the Department of Homeland Security and also the IRS. So you can mask your online identity, your activity with using ExpressVPN, and get an extra 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Kim. All right, here's a great tip. And I have a rule, let me tell you, if you ever want to send me an email, if the email is going to take me longer than a minute to read, or if the email is going to take me longer than a minute to write, either you should call me or I should call you, or we're going to send a video meeting invite instead. And if you're still fumbling around with your TV's remote control buttons, I'm totally here to save your day. Now, you may not have ever noticed that your TV or cable company's remote control has a microphone or a voice button. Yes, it does. Well, it's time for you to start using it. No longer do you have to hunt through the guide to find a channel or a program or a movie to watch. So sweet. Just hit the microphone or the voice button and bam, you are in the future. Your television will just do as you command. You can browse apps, movie shows, check the weather, get sports scores, launch content or more using only your voice. Now, I can't give you the directions here to set it up on every single TV. I mean, it depends on your TV, your cable provider. You can just Google how with your make and model, use voice controls, and then you can thank me later. Hey, you want to stay right where you are, because coming up, we have Brand New or Not True. Let's just see how smart you are here on the Kim Komando Show.
If you've ever wanted to learn a new language, make 2024 the year with Babbel. Babbel's 10-minute lessons are perfect for those learning on a tight schedule. Each lesson is handcrafted by their experts and based on real-life conversations. Babbel's tips and tools make it easy for anyone to start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. I recently took a trip to Japan before I signed up with Babbel, so I was able to say hello, konnichiwa, thank you, arigato, and the very important, where's the bathroom? Toridewa, doko desu ka? So fun, so easy. Right now, Babbel has an exclusive limited-time deal just for my listeners. Get up to 60% off your subscription at babbel.com/Kim. That's right, Komando listeners get up to 60% off. Just visit babbel.com/Kim. That's B-A-B-B-E-L, babbel.com/Kim. Rules and restrictions may apply. babbel.com/Kim. Don't miss this 60% off deal. babbel.com/Kim.
Yes, it is time for a Brand New or Not True, and I dreamt up this game show several years ago after looking at so many new tech products saying, whoa, what was that about? Why were they thinking? And that was really great. I should have thought about that myself. So when playing Brand New or Not True, I present you, the home listener, along with a very, very special guest contestant with three gadgets in the tech world. Two are fake, one is real. Two are fake. I completely make them up myself. Two are fake and one is true. Now, you'll notice that there's no names for these tech products given because some people have known to cheat. So we totally eliminated that possibility by not giving out any names of the products. And the winner gets an official, well, it's a big deal, an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack. And, you know, people say all the time, like, Kim, how can I get a fanny pack? I'm like, unless you play Brand New or Not True, you're not going to get it. And let's see, joining us this week is Carol. And she comes to us from Alpena, Michigan. Hi there, Carol.
Hi. Hello.
So what do you do there in Michigan?
I'm retired, so I just kind of, enjoying the northern Michigan.
Excellent. Excellent. So are you feeling like you're going to, like, win this week?
I'm hoping to.
Okay. All right. Okay. So there's going to be three products, and two are fake, one's real. It's up for you to determine which is the real product. So let's get started with product number one, Carol. Do you play an instrument? Do you play any musical instruments, Carol?
No.
No? Okay. Well, now you can play the drums. That's right. You can play your drums on an iPad or Android tablet with smart drumsticks. You just fire up an app, pull out your smart drumsticks, and rock out like your favorite vegetables beats. Made from state-of-the-art conductive elastomeric materials, the drumsticks are flexible, safe, and sensitive enough for rocking out on your tablet without damaging. You can play drums like a professional, Carol. Work up with almost any percussion app like Drum Smart, Drum Pad, Drums Deluxe, Icon Drum, Dum Dum Drum Drum, and many more. Great for drum practice, playing live gigs, making drum backing tracks. It's perfect for the kids who actually want to get into drums, because just remember, when the kids say, "When I grow up, I want to be a drummer," you have to remind them that they cannot do both. $15 for the smart drumsticks. Product number two. Do you like camping, Carol?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We like camping. Camping is a lot of work, isn't it? When it comes time to setting up the tent, you got to get the poles, the stakes, getting it all lined up, putting on the rain fly. It's a headache, especially in the dark. For years, they've had quicker options like pop-up tents, but it still takes some work. Enter the new smart hands-free camping tent. Hands-free because that's what it is. Inside the tent vestibule is a machine learning-based processor that controls the connected, yet still lightweight, aluminum poles. Just open the bag, tap two buttons on the app, and the tent begins to build itself with quick corner technology. Takes about 5 minutes. The hands-free camping tent Sleep 6 comes with a charger that plugs into your car, weighs about 18 pounds, and it works great because otherwise setting up this tent would be too intense. $699. And finally, product number three. Do you need to lose a few pounds, Carol? We all do. Do you?
Yep.
Okay. Well, you know, diet and exercise, that's what everybody likes to say. That this new tech won't get your butt in the gym, but it will help you make better food choices. Augmented reality tech is great, especially when it comes to special glasses that overlay directions and trip-related information. But now we have these new AR glasses that are a virtual health coach. It identifies food and tries to steer you away for more healthy food choices. So when you're about to eat, you put on your AR glasses. It identifies the food is, then counts the calories in the app on your phone. You might get a "try this instead" message if it's looking at unhealthy food. So let's say you pick up a Snickers bar. Your AR glasses will flash red and show you a picture of an apple instead. Pick up a glass of rosé wine, and you're shown a vodka and soda with lime, because after all, there are no carbs. These concept glasses are going to go into production this fall for $400, a $6 fee each month for the health-related updates and reminders of the app. Heck, it's a lot better than the Dolly Parton diet. I don't know if you heard about the Dolly Parton diet, but it's Jolene. That's right. It's the Jolene diet, the Jolene. All right. Okay. So we've got three products. Yeah, Jolene. Yes, that was it. We got three products. So we've got product number one, the smart drumsticks. Product number two is the hands-free camping tent. Product number three is the AR diet glasses. So pressure's on, Carol. Which is the real product? Which is the real product?
I'm going to go with two.
The hands-free camping tent. Okay, let's see what our judges say.
Uh-oh.
No, Carol.
Was it number one?
Yes. It was number one. That's right. $15 smart drumsticks you can get, Carol. Be all set for that. Okay, so, all right, so I'll give you one more. What do you call the Beatles drummer when he's in Mexico? What do you call the Beatles drummer when he's in Mexico? You know?
No clue.
Gringo Starr. All right. I'm sorry. That's enough. I got it. I got it. All right. So you have a question for me. I know it. I know it. How can I help you out?
Well, I have poor internet reception here, and I get a lot of dropped calls on my cell phone or even on my landline. And I have been told by different people that have come out here, like IT people or, you know, setting up, that it's my cement fiber board on the house. And I don't know if they are just pulling my leg or if that's really true.
Well, anytime you make it, anytime you use cement and Wi-Fi in the same sentence, that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, there's nothing like a really good dedicated drop when you really need to have a strong internet line. Because I have a house in California that's a modern house, and it's made of steel and steel roof. You know, it's one of those modern houses with just glass and steel. It's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I mean, you couldn't get a Wi-Fi signal in here if you were having like aluminum foil on your head. It just didn't want to work. I mean, it's like a Faraday cage. So what we had to do is actually spend the money and put Wi-Fi or put dedicated Cat 6 drops into each of the rooms so that this way we don't have to worry about Wi-Fi like that. So who's your provider?
I had HughesNet. Yeah,
and
rural, so I'm and I do have trees around me, but where the house is, and it's a ranch, it's about 2100 square feet, you know, I do have quite a bit of an area that's clear, but
okay.
I just have had nothing, but you know, and it's
okay.
Frustrating because
so are you going to get Starlink?
I am yes.
It's okay, all right, process. Okay, Starlink is going to be really good for you because the satellite's going to put outside the home, and then it's going to be connected to a repeater inside of your house, okay?
Okay.
Now, what I want you to do is when you order this, when you get Starlink, they have something called an Ethernet adapter. And what that means is that you're going to be able to use your own router. And also, what I'd like you to do with that size house, especially because you have the cement fiberboard in, you know, inside, is to start looking at a mesh system. Eero 6, E-E-R-O-6, is a really great mesh system that I've used with tremendous success. And again, it's Eero and Apple, not Apple, Amazon actually bought the company. But Eero 6, they make these mesh networks. And we also have some recommendations for some routers and some mesh networks over inside commando.com. So if you go to commando.com/router quiz, commando.com/router quiz. And so if you're looking for any type of new routers, that our IT geniuses, John and Jeremy, they put together this tremendous quiz. I'm telling you that if you're looking for a new router for your house, I mean, gosh, I can't remember. It was a couple of weeks ago, a guy called in, I don't know if you remember this call or not, but he had the same router for 10 years. Oh my gosh. Wow. That's a long, long time. Many new standards since then. So if you need a new router, you're not sure what to buy, we just ask you some basic questions and then we recommend the router based on your answers. And so it's using a little bit of artificial intelligence and just down-home common tech sense, really. So go to commando.com/router quiz, commando.com/router quiz. Carol, thanks for playing along. Sorry you didn't win. It's the smart drumsticks. The smart drumsticks. All right, streaming isn't for everyone, especially if you have to start looking at all these subscription costs and then all these different services that you are subscribed to. And then you're sitting there like, okay, how do I record my streaming shows if I really want to? And how to record the local news because I cut the cable? And it seems to be one of the most commonly asked questions that we get here on the Kim Komando Show. So what we did is we put together a really how-to guide, how you attach a simple antenna to your TV to find free live content in HD from the popular networks. But you have to find the right antenna. There are amplified antennas. These are large and powerful, meant to be used inside houses with medium strength signals. There are unamplified antennas. They have a shorter range. They're simpler and they're cheap. Large outdoor antennas. This is, of course, where you have a weak signal coming from the TV antennas. So We rounded up some of the best options that you can get. Rintana is priced anywhere from $30 to $140 that you can point and click in, on this tip, and you can take a look at. But then there's also something else you need. You can use a special site to find out when your shows are on and search for it. And then how do you record your shows? That's always a big question. Well, you can use an over-the-air DVR to record your shows and manage your TV schedules. And it comes with Wi-Fi, live streaming capabilities. Some of these hold up to 75 hours of programming or even up to 150 hours. And so to check all this out, if you're trying to figure out antennas and streaming and record your programming, is head over to Kamando.com. And when you're there, just hit the link that says Kim's Show. All righty, still to come, we have more of your fantastic phone calls, and then we're going to talk about how you can buy gift cards at a discount or sell the ones that you don't want. And then later on, we have some Google search alternatives if you want to take back some of your privacy. We have more of your phone calls coming up here on The Kim Komando Show.
If you've ever wanted to learn a new language, make 2024 the year with Babbel. Babbel's 10-minute lessons are perfect for those learning on a tight schedule. Each lesson is handcrafted by their experts and based on real-life conversations. Babbel's tips and tools make it easy for anyone to start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. I recently took a trip to Japan before I signed up with Babbel, so I was able to say hello, konnichiwa, thank you, arigato, and the very important, where's the bathroom? Toride wa doko desu ka? So fun, so easy. Right now, Babbel has an exclusive limited-time deal just for my listeners. Get up to 60% off your subscription at babbel.com/Kim. That's right. Commando listeners get up to 60% off. Just visit babbel.com/Kim. That's B-A-B-B-E-L. babbel.com/Kim. Rules and restrictions may apply. babbel.com/Kim. Don't miss this 60% off deal. babbel.com/Kim.
Hey, if you like these quick hits, these quick tech updates and life hacks, well, you might make sure that you subscribe to our podcast, the Daily Tech Update and the Digital Life Hack podcast that you can get wherever you get your podcast. Just search for Komando with a K, of course. Speaking of quick tips, let's talk about this. Don't Google discount gift cards. Okay, you're going to end up at a scam site. If you want to sell your discounted gift cards, go to CardCash or Raise.com. Once again, that's cardcash.com, raise.com. We have more information about that at the website. Linda in beautiful Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Hi there, Linda.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
I'm traveling to Israel in October. And
nice.
I'll be there for 12 days. Unfortunately, I have to do some work in the evening, so I'll be bringing my laptop. And I looked online, and I could not figure out if my Toshiba laptop would work and what accessories I might need.
Okay.
You know, like an adapter or a converter, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you're going to need, in Israel, the power plugs and sockets are what they say, type C and H. Okay. And the voltage is 230. The frequency is 50 hertz. But one of the really great things that they're selling right now is it used to be like you'd have to carry these big bulky adapters, you know, from country to country. But now what they have is one universal travel adapter, and it's really very, very innovative, Linda. I don't know if you've seen these, but like you move like levers up and down, and it will, and for whatever country that you're going to. So this like one adapter works in 150 different countries. Okay. But in addition to that, the one that I'm thinking of is like it has four USB ports, which is so nice. And then it has another USB port to charge your phone. And so you don't have to worry about carrying all these different adapters for all your different gadgets because you can just plug them all into this one bad boy. And then it also has overload protection with an 8-amp fuse. And so that this way you're not going to worry about like frying any of your gadgets. So what I'm going to do is we're going to email you a link to this, Linda, this particular adapter. And then for everybody else is I will post a link to it over inside the Komando community. So if you go to komando.com/community, go to the Q&A forum on the left-hand side, and then that's where you can take a look at the best travel adapter, the best universal travel adapter. Really, really have come such a long way with these over the years. And have a great safe trip, Linda. Really, it's wonderful. I can't wait to go to Israel myself someday. All right, if you're tired of being tracked by Google and sharing your entire life with one company. There are some alternatives. I'm sure you heard about DuckDuckGo. Its entire gimmick is lack of user tracking. I don't know about you, but I don't find DuckDuckGo to give me the best search results. That's why I use StartPage. It's also focused on privacy. StartPage actually pays Google for use of its search algorithm, so I think that those results are a lot better than DuckDuckGo. Now, Dogpile has been around forever and ever and ever. It will search through any type of request that you provide. And then there's finally Ecosia. Ecosia takes its ad revenue and plants trees, and so far it has planted over 100 trees. And so if you're looking for, 100 million trees. I thought that was low. If you want that list, head over to the website, commando.com. Stay right where you are. We have another hour coming up here on the Westar Multimedia Network. Hey, thanks for listening to Kim Komando today. So reach over and give me a nice 5-star review. Yes, thank you. And thanks for listening.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.